sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, May 23rd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're excited about heading into Memorial Day on Monday. We have a very special show lined up for you. Jerry Stewart's Tribute to Heroes. We'll be broadcasting, repeating all 3 hours of Monday's show. Vicky and I will not be here. Greatly appreciate it. We appreciate the time off. We appreciate you guys tuning in to check out the very special tribute to our heroes with Jerry Stewart. It will be repeating each hour, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hours, and then we'll be heading back to the music. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of that show. Hope you enjoy it. One thing that we want to get to real quick, this big, beautiful bill, well, it's mammoth. Over 1,120 some pages, I believe, all of the things that Donald Trump wants for his presidential legislative agenda. The one big, beautiful bill, though, one thing I saw includes a tax break for American seniors older than 65 years of age in the form of a temporary $4,000 deduction starting this year, 2025, 26, 27, and 28, against federal income tax. This is a deduction write-off going against any taxable income you may have. Of course, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on tips. This bill is huge. Start going through parts of it, and man, I can tell you, it can put you to sleep. I don't believe anybody in Congress read all of this entire bill. I highly doubt it. They may have assigned, broke it up into pieces to give to their staff, but no one congressman or woman sat down and read this entire thing cover to cover. On that basis, do they even know what they voted for? And better yet, when it's sent over to the Senate for their consideration, what changes are they going to make to it? After the changes are made, they then have a committee from both chambers to sit down to work out a compromise, and then it will have to be revoted on in the House and the Senate, I believe, unless there's a rule, parliamentarian procedure, they plan to use to bypass a second vote. Not really sure how that process works, but it is going to be interesting. So as we head into Memorial Day weekend, the U.S. senators have some reading to do. And then they'll meet in June when they get back and see what they come up with. work out a compromise with this committee and see where it goes from there. But the plan is to have President Donald Trump sign this big, beautiful bill on the 4th of July. Friday, 4th of July. National holiday. Everybody will be off from work, and the president will be signing it. That's the plan. That is the goal. So we're excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Phone is malfunctioning a little bit. Jim, there in Sheboygan, you sent a couple of text messages. The phone says, sorry, I don't understand your request. Please write it out. That's an auto reply through this AI app that we created on my phone for sending you guys flyers and information. Just write it out and tell us in words what you're looking for, and we'll send it to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number one here on this Friday. I want to do a quick pit stop over in Lansing this morning before we get into our discussions and interviews and talking with different folks. One of the things that I think we've been pretty on top of, looking at and seeing how Lansing is dealing with this upcoming budget situation. Well, one of the things that is sidetracking it a little bit is the House attention in dealing with the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who has announced that she's running to be governor next year, 2026, as a Democrat. And getting quote of the day, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, in reaction to the House Oversight Committee, claiming Benson's office has not been cooperative on its subpoena request for previous election training documents. However, Benson noted that the House haven't clear... That doesn't make sense. Noted that the House hasn't clearly explained why the documents are being requested. Quote of the day by Jocelyn Benson, if Chairman DeBoyer and the House Republicans want to go to court over this, well, then we will see them in court. Excuse me, Secretary of State Benson. They don't have to explain to you why they want the documents. They don't have to explain to you why they are requesting them. The FOIA request, the subpoena request, is very straightforward. Provide us these documents. They don't have to explain to you why. They don't have to explain to you why they want the documents in any way, shape, or form. Well, on basically a party line vote, 58 Republicans, 47 Democrats voted on House Resolution 117. House voted yesterday to hold Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in civil contempt for declining to fully comply with previous subpoena requests asking for previous election training documents. House Oversight Chair Jay DeBoyer and House Election Integrity Committee Chair Rochelle Schmidt have asked for the documents numerous times since last November. But Benson's office has argued that the House has yet to show how releasing the guidelines advance a legitimate legislative purpose. Okay, they don't have to prove that to you. They don't have to prove to you why they're asking for it. They don't have to prove that they are involved in a, quote, legitimate legislative purpose. They want the documents. You're an elected official. You have to respond to a subpoena or you're in contempt. Well, the 58 Republicans see it that way. The 47 Democrats that were in attendance voted against it. Well, the two Republicans, DeBoyer and Schmidt, sent a final letter to the Secretary of State requesting compliance with the subpoenas and for Benson to meet with the two lawmakers in person to discuss the department's objections. Well, as of yesterday, 11 a.m. deadline expired. And it was met with a letter from the Department of the Attorney General, Dana Nessel's office, on behalf of the Secretary of State, which the letter said they're open to a meeting, but again restated objections to releasing election training materials. Well, DeBoyer, at his press conference after the resolution vote, said that if the Secretary of State continues to thumb her nose at legislators trying to determine the lawfulness of her election administration, then the House of Representatives as a whole will make a request to hold the Secretary of State in contempt. The House Republican lawyers have been directed to take steps necessary and proper to ensure compliance with the House subpoenas and also including the initiation of legal action. The letter from the Attorney General yesterday morning said they are open to discussions and hope that a mutually agreeable resolution for the parties' concerns may be reached. For now, though, the Secretary of State is sticking to her objections. I don't understand why she's objecting to this. Why do you guys want it? Prove to me that you have a legitimate legislative purpose. They don't have to do that. Where does this woman get off thinking that they have to justify themselves to her when they just want the dang documents? Well, Secretary of State spokesperson Angela Bananer said the department sent a letter to the House Republicans in which department officials agreed to meet. But it sounds like they didn't see it or they ignored it. The letter also suggested involving an independent third-party mediator to address confidentiality concerns with regards to the election materials. Stop. Let's talk about what they're asking for. They're asking, since the Secretary of State oversees elections in the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson won the election in November of 2018. She was sworn in and started acting as our Secretary of State January 1st of 2019, which means that she was the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan overseeing elections starting in 2020, 2022, and 2024. It's that simple. In the process of overseeing those elections, she sent out training manuals, training materials to local, township, city, village clerks, as well as county clerks. Well, guess what? She has been, since these new Republicans took over back in January with a 58-52 majority, this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has been updating all of her online training materials. If you go online, you can find them. And when are they dated? February of 2025. Basically purging all of these previous years' training materials. Well, the Election Integrity Committee, the House Oversight Committee, they want to see those previous training materials that she put out as Secretary of State for the 2020, 2022, and 2024 elections. And Jocelyn Benson is claiming that there's some kind of confidentiality concerns with those training election materials. Additionally, Benson's legal team notes that they have given the committee 3,000 pages of material on a rolling basis and will continue to do so. However, they've also noted that any information subpoena must have some, quote, legislative purpose, legitimate legislative purpose, and must be, quote, relevant to that purpose. Where on God's green earth, where in the state constitution, where in Michigan compiled law, where in any statute, does it say that a House Oversight Committee must prove a legitimate legislative purpose, and any documents they're requesting be relevant to that purpose? Where does it say that? And it doesn't. If I'm wrong, send me the MCL. Send me the specific statute that says an elected official, when given a subpoena to produce documents, has to be proven to that the body requesting the information has to have a legitimate legislative purpose. Any documents provided must be relevant to that purpose. Show it to me. I'm waiting. I'd love to see it. Well, in the letter, the committee has met neither of these requirements, Keir reads the letter, which came from the Secretary of State's Civil Rights and Election Chief, Heather S. Meingast. Again, Heather, show me the statute. She goes on to write, while the committee's letter paints the secretary as a willful obstructionist impeding its constitutional duty, the Department of State has responded to every request for information from the Election Integrity Committee and the Oversight Committee, and have provided responsive materials, including training materials in the e-learning portal, end quote, said Meingast. Here's the problem. If you go to the e-learning portal, which all clerks have access to, county clerks, township clerks, city, village clerks, all of them do, they've been updated. They were updated as of February of 2025, just 3 months ago. What they're looking for is the training materials while she was Secretary of State and how she instructed the clerks to run the elections during the China virus of 2020. During her re-election, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer's re-election and Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's re-election in 2022, as well as what was your training manuals, what your expectations were of these clerks to run the last presidential election on November 5th of 2024. Well, guess what? She refuses to give those training manuals. And if you go to the e-learning portal, they've all been updated. Well, the Boyer, chairman of the House Oversight, and also, by the way, a county clerk for St. Clair County for 12 years before becoming a state rep, said, if holding Benson in contempt is not effective, since resolutions are not legally binding, every legal tool that lays on the table will be used. When asked the question about litigation, his answer, it's a strong possibility. Well, in a press conference later yesterday afternoon, Benson said she will meet them in court if this is where this leads. Making quote of the day, if Chairman DeBoyer and the House Republicans want to go to court over this, well, then we'll see them in court. Benson said adopting this resolution was basically governance rooted in bullying. Oh, there you go. Poor little Jocelyn, Secretary of State. She's being bullied by the evil Republicans in the House. She ends with, you cannot bully me or abuse your authority to get access to information that, if it ends up in the wrong hands, could be used to interfere with the chain of custody of ballots, tamper with election equipment, or impersonate a clerk on election day. I have a sworn duty to protect that information. None of that is what they're asking for, Jocelyn. Have you even read the subpoena? They want training materials that you gave to the clerks, instructing them on how to run the 2020, 22, and 24 elections. That's it. Has nothing to do with chain of custody.
This is Michigan News Source.